Geres HaKedesh, Simon Yutes, begins with the Pasuk, Eita Eir Kesalma. And the Alter Rebbe explained that in Torah, there are two levels. There is the Salma, and there is the Eir. And the Eir is contained within the Salma, within the garment. The Eir of Torah is the Pnimius HaChachma, because Torah basically comes from Chachma. The Eir HaTorah, the light of Torah, is the Pnimius of that Chachma, which is not revealed in prophecy. It can't be seen in the vision of a prophecy. Whereas the hind part of Chachma, the external part of Chachma, that's the part that comes down in Nevuah, and that's called the Salma, that's the garment of Torah, which enables Torah to come down into Gashmias as we know it in the deeds and the actions of the mitzvahs. And that's the part that the Navi sees. And the Alter Rebbe explains that we see this from ourselves, Mipsori Echse Eloka, that we can see this from the way the Neshama works in the body, that every midah and every attribute is connected to the one below it. But the part of the higher attribute that is clothed in the attribute below it is only the four final aspects or details of the attribute. The Netzach, the Hayd, the Yesod, and the Malchus of each level. So that, for example, in Chachma, the part of Chachma that comes down into the lower attributes, into Bina, is only the Netzach, Hayd, Yesod, Malchus, the Nehim, of Chachma. In today's Shir, for Chof Tes Elul, Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Shir is the second half, or an additional part, to Igeres HaKedesh Simen Yutes, which was added on later. It's from the Alter Rebbe, but it was printed in the edition of the Tanya that came out in 1900, in the year 1900. And it's connected to the beginning of the letter in that it also explains how only the lower half, or the lower part, the Netzach, Hayd, Yesod, Malchus of the Mashpia, comes down into the Mekabel. Aseis hanigles lanu, the letters that are revealed to us, the letters of speech, of thought, speech, and deed, hein b'maisa dibur machshavo, the letters can be spoken, they can be thought, and they can be written, which is called the deed, the action. The maisa, what is the act? What kind of letters do we have in action? Hein t'munais or t'munas, ha'esiyais, shebiksav ashuri, shebisefer teira, the letters as they are written in the sefer teira. Each letter has its own form, its own shape. And the shape describes or reveals the content of the letter. A.C.A.S. HaDibur Nechkokes Behevel V'Koyl HaMeschalik L'Chov Beis Chalokim She'inim Zemizeh B'Tzurasam. Also, the letters of speech, they are basically made out of the breath that is the sound, the voice that is broken down into 22 different forms, 22 different sounds. Shehi havoras u'mifta hachov beis esiyes b'chol loshein, which is the pronunciation of the 22 letters in all the languages. The written form of the letter changes. In other languages, it's not like it is in Hebrew, in Loshon Kodesh, in the way that a Sefer Torah is written. And in other languages, the shape of the written letter doesn't necessarily reveal or describe the content of the letter. That's only in Lashon Kodesh. But in the speech, all the letters are the pronunciations and the sounds of all the letters are the same in all languages. Ki ein hefrish ben Lashon HaKodesh u'ben shar l'sheneis b'muhus havoras ha'esiyes kim b'tzirufan. There is no difference between the pronunciation of the 22 letters in Lashon Kodesh or in other languages. Eisiyis ha-machshavo, him gan kem b'chol loshen, shodom ha-chashiv, teves, eisiyis ha-loshen. and in thought, the letters of thought are also similar and equal for all languages, because people think in letters, and the letters are the same for all languages, so it's the same in thought as well as in speech. Shehein chav beiz levad. And that's only 22 letters. Rak shebemachshava yesh bo gimel minei b'chinas esis. Only in thought, there are three kinds of letters. Shehadei kishzei yebesefet teira t'munas, or t'munis, ha'esiyeis hein mitztaydeis b'machshavtei. When a person sees the form of the letters as they are written in the Sefer Torah, those letters are engraved in the mind. They impress themselves on the mind, in the thought. And this is called the action part of Machshava. The Machshava is reacting or responding to the written letter, which is the action letters. V'chein kasha shimeya esis hadibur hein nirshomez b'machshavtei u'maharer b'hem. Also, when he hears spoken words, the letters or the sounds impress themselves on his thought, and he can think about them, he can pursue the thought. V'zen nikra b'chinas dibur sheva machshava u'b'chinas yitzida. And this is called the aspect or the element of speech within thought, because he's thinking about a speech or a spoken word that he has heard. And this is called Yitzira. Not the world of Asiya, but the world of Yitzira. The Asiyas HaMachshava Levado, Belihir Asiyas HaDibur, and pure thought, the letters that one uses to think with, that is not a response to a spoken word, Nikra Machshava Sheva Machshava, this is called the thought within thought, which is Bechinas Bria, which is the world of Bria. Hine Esi is Hadibur Mamesh, Hein Mishavis Umekabus Chayuson, Me Esi is Elu Atman Sheva Machshava. So in Machshava itself you have three different kinds of letters. The thought within thought, the speech within thought, and the action within thought. But in the speech, in the spoken word, in the spoken letters, there is a presence, there's an influence from the letters of thought. The thinking animates the speaking. The although a person can sometimes speak one thing and think something else, so it would seem like at that time the words, the spoken words, are not connected to the thoughts. When a person is thinking one thing and saying something else, he can only say that which he has already put together in thought, that which he has already thought many times. And that's why he doesn't have to concentrate on it now, because he once concentrated on it, and it remained in his memory, so that now he can say it without another, without a second concentration. But the words themselves are still getting their life, their energy, their animation from the thought that he put into those words the first time around, when he first spoke them, or the many times that he spoke them prior to this time. V'nisha b'diburim v'tzirufim eilu harishimu me'amachshava shenichnesa behem pomim rabis. And that's why these words are still influenced, they still carry the impression of the thought that was put into them those many times previous. V'zehu b'chinas achorayim v'chitzeinies nihi. And this is the external part. And the hind part, netzach heid yiseid, miparzuv ha'elyen shenichnach betachten. The part of the higher level that comes into the lower level, liyes lebechinas meichen v'chayis keneida. So that the higher level becomes, for the lower level, its life and its intelligence. So of the letters of thought, only the lowest part, the netzach heid yiseid part, comes into the words and letters of speech to animate the speech with the life and the energy of the thought. In the Hayem Yom, for the 29th of Elul, Kaf Tes El, Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbe writes that Yem Heledes Es HaTzemach Tzedek Shnas Tav Kuf Mem Tes. Today is the birthday of the Tzemach Tzedek. He was born on this day, Erev Rosh Hashanah, in 1789. And the Pizgami Rabbeinu Hazaken, from the teachings of the Alte Rebbe, from the oft-repeated teaching, Menhot Gorken Hasagenisht. We have absolutely no concept, can't imagine, how precious it is to God, the guf fun hayidn, the body of a Jew. Aksiva v'chasima teiva, v'shon no teiva mesukah,